Hey everyone, Logan Kruse here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're navigating life's chaos solo? Like you're trying to juggle flaming chainsaws while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to do this alone. Today we're diving into the power of building a supportive network for your mental health, because even the strongest Stoic needs a tribe. Think about it. Humans are social creatures. We thrive on connection. It's in our DNA, hardwired into us since caveman times. Back then, it meant survival. Now, it means well-being. We need people to lean on, share burdens with, and celebrate victories alongside. So how do we build this support system that feels like a warm, cozy blanket on a stormy day? Here are 5 Stoic-inspired gems. First up, recognize your own worth. This one's crucial, because if you don't believe you deserve support, why would anyone else? Remind yourself that you're valuable, capable, and worthy of love and connection. You're not a burden, you're a gift. Imagine your life like a garden you need to nurture it, water it, and surround it with healthy plants. In this case, those healthy plants are the supportive relationships in your life. Next, cultivate genuine connections. It's about quality over quantity. Think less about the number of people you know and more about the depth of those relationships. Be present when you're with them. Listen actively, offer support without judgment, and celebrate their wins like they're your own. Remember that Stoic principle of virtue is its own reward? Well, being a good friend, a reliable confidant, it is our acts of virtue that not only benefit others, but also enrich your own life. It's a win-win. Thirdly, don't be afraid to reach out. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. Admitting when you need help, sharing your struggles, opening up, these are acts of strength. You know that feeling when you finally confess something to a close friend and it lifts this huge weight off your shoulders? That's the power of connection. Fourth, practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the people who support you, even in small ways. A text message, a listening ear, a shared laugh, these are all precious gifts. Expressing gratitude strengthens bonds and fosters a sense of appreciation for the good things in your life. And finally, be patient. Building a strong support network takes time and effort. Don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen overnight. Keep nurturing those connections, showing up for others, and being your authentic self. The right people will gravitate towards you like moths to a flame. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're facing a big challenge, maybe a tough decision or a stressful situation. You're feeling overwhelmed, unsure of how to move forward. You know deep down that talking to someone could make all the difference. But then you think, who am I going to bother? They're probably busy, or they don't want to hear about my problems. That's where those self-doubt monsters creep in. But remember, everyone goes through tough times. Reaching out doesn't make you weak, it makes you human. So next time you're facing a challenge, picture that supportive network we talked about, the people who have got your back. Don't hesitate to reach out. You might be surprised by their willingness to help and the strength you find in sharing your burdens. Look, building a support system is like investing in yourself. It's an investment with incredible returns. Reduce stress, increase resilience, greater happiness, it's a win-win. Remember these key takeaways. Value yourself, cultivate genuine connections, don't be afraid to reach out, practice gratitude, and be patient. Now go out there and build that tribe. And remember, you're not alone in this journey. We're all in this together. Join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom, same time, same channel. Until then, stay strong, stay grounded, and stay connected. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.